set up some of the goals that we have to accomplish in Mitzvah Hashem to finish up the sugya of Makif and Nikaf. Rashi and Bava Kama, that's one goal. Rashi holds that the Goder was the inner Goder between the Makif and the Nikaf. And Tosus asks the obvious question, other Rishonim ask it as well. What was Gemara's Havamina that it's Zenene Vizelo Chaser? After all, the entire reason why the Makif put up this fence is because of the Hezek of the Nizak, of the Nikaf. That's why he put up the fence. And furthermore, the Gemara's answer is very strange. The Gemara answers that there's a Hekefi Yisera. What do you mean Hekefi Yisera? Well, what kind of Hekefi Yisera? This is the reason he put up the wall itself. It's not just Hekefi Yisera. It's not just Ata Garamta Li has Hekefi Yisera. That's one of the goals that we have. We also have to look at the Balamor eventually. He's learned straight up that this sugi of Makif and Nikaf revolves around Hezek Ria. And we're talking about a place where it's Nagu Lig Darnos, there is Hezek Ria. But somehow the fact that the Makif went ahead without getting the green light from the Nikaf and put up the wall on his own initiative, that generates some sort of a havamina that maybe the Nikaf would not have to pay. And the Meiri expands the Balamar by saying we're talking about a case where the Makif put up the wall in his backyard, on his turf. Of course, we have the sugya that if the Makif puts up the fourth wall, then Megal Galon of a Sakol, and we're going to have to take a look at the Ran on the sugya. The Ran on the sugya adds another dimension here, namely, are we talking about a case where the Nikaf could have made a protest if he had gotten there on time before the Makif actually put up the wall? And the Ramban in Melchamas adds the Svara of Yored, and he says that the Baal HaSod could always say to the Yored, say Tola Eitzecha Vavanecha, in a if it's Eina Asuya Lita, and applying that to Goder, why is the Nikaf obligated? Why can't he say Tol Gderotecha Gderotecha? Why can't he just say take your Gderos and move out? We want to address the machlokes between Rav Huna and Chiya Bar Rav, whether it's Dmei Kona Bezol or Hakol Lefi Masha Godar. The Yad Ramah has an interesting take in this sugi that the machlokes between Rav Huna and Chiya Bar Rav only applies when the Makif put up the wall made of stones, and that's exactly what happened over here. In the case where the, let's say, the Nikaf puts up the fourth wall, then even Chiya Bar Rav, who holds Dmei Kona Bezol, would agree that since the Nikaf put up the fourth wall, he was Megalis Das, that he's very happy with the first four walls, which are made of Evan. The Shita Mekubetzis quotes the Taisa Rosh that disagrees with that and holds that Chiya Bar Rav would hold in any event, even if the Nikaf put up the fourth wall, and even if he made it out of Gvil and Gozes, nevertheless, the Nikaf doesn't have to pay for the first three walls any more than Dmei Kona Bezol. And then another goal we have is Taisus Dira Maschil Dmei Kona Bezol raises the question how to compare our sugya of Chiya Bar Rav with the sugya of Yored, where even if we assume that it's a sada she'ena suya lita, nevertheless there's halacha of yodo ala tachtona, so that even if shvach is less than hotzah and he pays shvach, but nevertheless applying that to our sugya, certainly to make kona bezol is a lot less than shvach, and we'll see how Tosus answers that question. But most important, of course, is what we started already in the past, and that is reconciling the sugya here in Bava Basra, which according to the Ramban stands on the shoulders of the sugya in Bava Metzia of Yored with the sugya in Bava Kama that deals with the Machayev of Nene. We also have the machlokus between Rashi and the Ramban about where this wall is, and that carries us over to the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, and then we have Rabbi Kivega here on the sugya, and we'll see if we get to that. The Ramban on the sugya tries to make an attempt to present Rashi's shita about the makif putting up the wall on the inner side, so we'll try to take a look at that Ramban and see if we can go through that. Alright, let's get started. So the makif puts up the wall,
yeah,
and it costs some money. It's not free. So he turns to the nikav and he says, pay me for the wall. After all, you're benefiting from the wall. Again, whether the benefit is hezekria, whether the benefit is behemoth, we'll have to see. And the nikav wants to claim, look, I don't want the wall. You know, I'm not benefiting from it. So if the nikav needs the wall, if we know he needs the wall, he benefits from the wall. The animals are kept away, for example. So the makif says to the nikav, I spent money on your behalf. And the Ramban extends our sugya into the question of yored. In yored, the owner of the field can't say to the notea, I don't want these benefits. I mean, the benefits are objective, and it's a soda suya lita.
Does that mean this soda that he doesn't want the wall for is a
soda ship? No, on the contrary. That's the Ramban's point. That to equate our sugi with yore, to explain why the nikav has to pay for the wall, says the Ramban, is because this field needs a wall. And the nikav is going to benefit no less than the market from this wall. Because if you have, if you have fruits or grains growing in a field, the last thing you want is for the animals to come and eat that up. Okay, we'll see about that later, where the wall is. But I'm just saying, so far we're up to the Ramban, and the Ramban's position is that since the makif says to the nikaf, you're benefiting from my wall, and I spend money on this wall, it comes under the halach of netios, where I plant trees for you, and I say to you, look, I planted these trees. Are you benefiting from the trees? Yeah, let's take the classical case of a soda asuya lita. Are you benefiting from the trees?
Yes.
Do you have the trees? They're in your field. I did all the work for you. It's a wonderful situation. You know, halavai, we should always have people doing our work for us. So therefore, the notea says to the Bala Sada, look, pay me for the work that I did on your behalf. It's as if I shelled out money for you. It's as if I was your poel. And not only that, I paid for these trees. Pay me back for the trees. So that sense of paying for the hotzaot in the case of Yored is understandable. The Ramban extends it here. He wants to see the field, in the case of Makif and Nikaf, as a field that needs the wall no less than the field in Bav Metzia needs what? Needs the trees to grow. Yeah?
I think the only difference in the Makif versus the Nikaf putting up the wall is whether or not it's Yonah and Bakhton. The Nikaf puts up the wall, so it's a title Nikha. The Makif puts up the wall, there's none. But you still have to pay Tachtona for that.
Right, so according to one day, the only time we could build the Nikaf is if the Nikaf himself put up the fourth wall.
According to our Svar,
but we're not going with that shita yet. Again, Chaim, there are a lot of different factors in this, so we want to, you know, want to see if we can sort of navigate through them all. So let's stick to the shita that says that even if the makif puts up the fourth wall, the nikaf has to pay for that. And again, according to the Ramban, that's because of Yorid L'Sol Sol L'Sol Kavero, there's halacha that if I spend money and I give you something, here it is on a silver platter, I can say to you, you're benefiting from it, you would have done it, it's asuya lita, you have it, you gained from it, I did it for you, I spent money for you, pay me for that. As if I did it on your behalf. Okay, that's point number one, that's the Ramban. The problem that we've been facing now, and it's not just today, it's yesterday as well, is what do we do with the sugya in Bava Kama? The sugya in Bava Kama, Daf Chof and Beis, has a totally different take on this. And what we want to demonstrate is how totally different it is. In the sugya in Bava Kama, Daf Chof and Beis, the Gemara wants to prove from Makif and Nikaf that Zenenev is a lo chaser chayev. Again, we're going to have to discuss why it's lo chaser, but leave that on the side. In any event, what's clear is that the Gemara wants to prove from the fact that the nikah pays for the wall that there's a chiyuv called nene. If you benefit from something, you have to pay for that benefit. We evaluate how much that benefit is worth. You now have a field, we say to the Nikaf, Mr. Nikaf, you now have a field that has a fence around it. A field with a fence around it is worth a lot more than a field without a fence around it. It's protected, the animals can't come in. This is a pure gain on your part. You have to pay for hana, no less than someone who, according to Mandiomer Zenene Vizelo Chosus Chayev, would have to pay for living in someone's apartment without being invited to do so. There was no invitation on the part of the owner of the dira to move in there. And yet the fact that you, the squatter, are living there and benefiting from it, getting hana and saving yourself rental, you have to pay for that. And according to one man, the owner, even though it's low chaser, the owner of the apartment had no intention whatsoever of renting it out. He has no renter on the line. It's just simply you, the nene, are benefiting from it, low chaser. And the proof, says the Gemara, is from Makif and Nikaf. The fact that the Nikaf pays for the benefits that he gets, because now he has a field that's protected by fence, that's enough, says the Gemara, to be mechayev him to pay for that hana. But notice, Rabosai, that the Gemara is analyzing in Masecht Bava Kamma the sugya from the perspective of whether it's lo chaser or it is chaser. And the Gemara is going to vacillate back and forth. The hav min the maskana, and the hav min the Gemara thinks it's lo chaser. And therefore we're going to establish that zenen is chayev even with lo chaser. So the Achronim asked the question, we saw it yesterday in the Evan Ozel, how do you reconcile that with our sugya, which is predicated on Yored? In the case of Yored, and now Rabosa, we have to spend a few minutes explaining and clarifying, why is it that Yored is fundamentally different than Nehene? To show you, to demonstrate to you, that these are two different perspectives, and there are differences between them. In the case of Yored, and again we're talking about a Soda Asuya Lita, the Balakarka says, how much would you pay for the job that I did for you? The job I did for you in setting up this fence to protect your field costs money. Pay me for the amount of money I spent on the kosel plus the labor, the total sum of hotzos. Pay me for hotzos. Rav Huna says, not only does he have the right of Akiv to claim hotzos, but he can claim the hotzos of the kosel shel avonim. It's a stone fence, a wall that's durable, that's long-lasting, that's expensive. We'll call it gvil and gazis in our terminology. And Rav Huna says, I call the vimash gadar. Says the Ramban, that's called yored l'sof sadehu. I am operating on your behalf. It's as if the money that I spent is your money. Pay me back. Reimburse me for that money, for the money I spend. That's not the case in Nene. Nene is an entirely different type of chiyuv. In Nene, nobody's asking, the makif is not asking or demanding from the nikaf that he pay him for the work, for the labor, for the hotzos. No. Pay me for the hanah. The hanah means, how has this field now, as a result of having a wall surrounding and protecting from that, how has that field been enhanced? What is the increment in the dollars and cents of the field now that it has the fence? And we're going to see Rabosai over and over again that perspective hana or shevach is more often than not less than hotzos. Less than the amount you spent on, as I told you before. If you sell a house with furniture in it, it doesn't really jack up the price much. People are buying the house. So the fence is sort of an appendix over here. It's secondary. We've discussed this in the past. Shevach, or hana in this case, is a lot less than hotzos. Yored, every penny that I spent, I want to be reimbursed. I paid it, I spent it for you, I bought these trees for you, I bought this fence for you. It's a beautiful coastal. Rav Huna says it's stone, it's long-lasting, pay me for it, and that's what's going to happen because of Yored. But Nana is a step below that. In Nana, is he paying him for the work he did? In Nana, is he paying him for the amount of money he spent? He's going to show him his credit card, debit returns over there. Look what I spent for you. No, that's not what we're going to do. We're going to go to the local appraiser, and we're going to find out how much is this sadeh worth now Because it has what? It has a gadir. That's a whole different chiyuv. So again, nene, you pay for the value of the benefit that you were nene from. So we ask the Bala Sada, how much is the shavius, the benefit, the value that you got from the fact that now your field is equipped with a fence. So here's where we're holding. How do we reconcile our sugya, according to the Ramban, that it's chai mishum yored, the nikaf is chai mishum yored, with the sugya in Bava Kama, that the chiyuv of the nikaf is midin nehen. Nehen and yored are two separate concepts. So in order to understand that, if you can, pick up the Evan Ozel here, turn to the second page of the Evan Ozel, all the way on top. It should say 75 on top, I believe. And he quotes a Rashba. The Rashba, which we haven't seen yet because it's later on, says that the sugya in Bava Kama of Nene reflects the shita of Chiya Barav. Who is the author of the sugya in Bava Kama? Says the Rashba, it's Chiya Barav. Chiya Barav holds, how much does the nikaf pay the makif? To make konim vizol. And we don't paskin like Chiya Barav. We paskin like Rav Huna. Hakol ufi mashagodak. Who? This, says the Evan Ezel, the Rabbi Zalman Melt says, this opens up a new vista. Very simply. There's no contradiction between the two sugyas, that in Bava Kama and that in Bava Basra, our sugya, because we can reconcile them. Who's the author of the sugya in Bava Kama of Nene? That's Chiya Barav. Chiya Barav holds it in Okinami. I can't bill you for the full kosel of Avodim, the sophisticated, expensive kosel. No! Forget about Yored. Drop the Yored. Drop the Yored. And let it go down. So rather, What should you place frontal stage? Not Yored, but Nene. Nene is Dmei Konim Bizol. Meaning, let's not look at what I spent for you and how much I benefited from you and how much I worked on your behalf and how much I shelled out for your behalf, which is called what? Yored. But rather, let's look and ask the Nikaf a different question of an entirely different nature. What would you have done to solve the problem of the animals that are coming in and eating up your field? What kind of fence would you put up? What do you say?
A cheap one.
To make konim vizol. Make it out of wood. Don't make it out of stone. Whose sheath is that? Chiya Barav. Oh, says the Gemara, now I understand that makif and nikaf is a case of nene. The machayev to pay from the, why does the nikaf have to pay? Because he's nene. How much does he have to pay? Well, let's see how much it would cost to get your average Joe Kosel here to protect against the animals. And the answer is, that's called Tmei Konim Bizol. You like it?
No.
Why not?
How do you compare it to the trees one? Because, I mean, you still have to do that, don't you?
Well, no. I'll tell you why. Because the comparison to the trees is only according to Rav Huna. And the sugya Bava Kama is going according to whom?
Chiya
Barav. Wonderful. Very nice. You know, it's nice. And I don't blame the Rosh Yeshiva Beit Chaim because he found the Rashba. So you can stand on the shoulders of the Rashba. But to be honest with you, it's not so smooth.
Why would we phrase it differently? Why would you say the main kind of result here? And it seems like they're talking about two different dollar amounts. Here's talking about how now, here's...
Yeah, so again, if you're going to raise the issue of Yored, then who comes in center stage? Rav Huna. And Rav Huna insists, pay l'fi mashagoda. That's classical Yored. Pay for those souls. If on the other hand, you're talking to whom? Chiya Barav. Then you're talking in terms of Nana. And that's called Dvei Konav Vizol. Who actually authored the sugya in Bava Kama? Chiya Barav. Beautiful. Everything. Smooth.
So
nice picture. I mean, again, the only thing to buy into this, you have to make one sort of literary leap of faith here. And that is that the author of the sugya in Bava Kama is whom?
Chiya Barav.
Is Chiya Barav. But look, again, I don't blame Rabbi Yisrael Meltzer for that. It's not his fault. He comes from a very nice family. He's a very nice guy. You know what I mean? He married off all his children. Again, not all of it went so smoothly, but fine, Rabbi Zalman. He's standing on the shoulders of the Rashba. Right? Of the Rashba. Good. Fine. All right, but we'll go on. Let's just go back to the sugi. I got a little bit off. All right. So we want to take a slightly different approach to try to reconcile the two sugis, and maybe we could do it with the with Reb Chaim in the back. But you know what? Before we do Reb Chaim, let's go through the Rambam. The Rambam has something to say about this sugya of makif and nikaf. The Rambam is in Perek Gimel Mehilcha Shechinim Halacha Gimel Halacha Dalid, and the Rambam says Misha Hayelo Churva Bein Churvos Chavero. So he's surrounded by his friends Churvos. The Omad Chavero VeGadar Ruach Rishono Shni Ushlishis Achenimtes Churvezu Mishalosh Ruchosel Gedura. Is Eimachayven also Lite Lo Ha'otzah Klum? So as long as there are only three sides that have been fenced off, the Nikaf doesn't have to pay a penny. Sharei Lo Ho'yelo Varei Churvaso Psuchal Or Shesaram Kishahoysa Lefichach Im Gadol Ruach Revius Ad Shenimtzeis Churvaso Mukefes Gadir Megadlon Amasakol V'Nosei Chatzi Ha'otzah Shahotzi Zeh Bi'arva Ruchos Ad Arba Amos. So Rabosai, who is the Rambam paskin like in the Machlokes Shimon of Huna and Chiya Barav? When the Rambam establishes Nosin Lo Chatzi Hahotzah Shahotzi. No, that would be Rav Huna, because if it was Chiya Barav, he would have had to say not Hotzah Shahotzi, but to make Kana Bezol or something along that line. And then the Rambam says Ad Arba Amos. That sounds like what kind of a heke for God are we talking about? Hezek Ria. That's Arba Amos. And you'll see in the Mefarshim that if it was for the purpose of defense and protection against animals, it would only have to be 10 tefachim. But then the Rambam adds a stipulation. Bilvad sheyia mokom ha-kosel shel shneihem. Where did the Makif build this kosel? And he finally put up the fourth side. In the joint property, let's say if it was a gvil of 6 tfachim wide, it was 3 tfachim on the makiv side and 3 tfachim inside, penetrating into the nikaf side. Then and only then does the makiv have the right to collect chatzi otzah for the nikaf. Avol, says Raman Aluch Adalit, im hoya kosel shel zeshe bona. Ubechelko bona. What if the makiv builds the kosel on his own turf? Yirali, the Rambam says, it seems to me, Sha'ein Megaglov, the Makiv cannot force the Nikaf to pay Ella Dovar Mu'at, some very minimal amount, nothing substantial. Kamosha Yiru Adayonim, the Rambam doesn't spell out exactly how much the Nikaf has to pay. The Dayonim will determine how much he has to pay, says the Rambam, because as opposed to the previous case where the Kosa was built on a Makom Shel Shneihem, here it's only built on the makom shel hamakif. Shereini yochel shtamish b'ksolim. The nikaf has no connection to these ksolim. The Raiva doesn't like it. He says, "Are you going to punish the makif because he gave the nikaf a good deal and moved, and so to speak, moved inwardly, and built the kosel on his own backyard, giving the nikaf a lot more free space in his sada? Zem mishpat mu'ukol." This is distorted, says the Raifid. It's counterintuitive. Shemir viach lo hamakom. The fact that the makif in this case, halacha dalit, gave the nikaf the benefit of having more makom without stealing, without taking up of his makom for this god there, is therefore sheyivchasu lo otzah. Therefore, all of a sudden, the nikaf pays less. In which case should the nikaf pay more? When the makif took away from the nikaf, or the makif didn't take away from the nikaf at all? In the last case, Umash Omer Sheni Yochel Ishtamish Biksolim. Ah, the Rambam has this problem over here that the Kosel belongs to the Makif because he built it on his backyard. Ken Yishtamish, why not? Why can't he use it? El Makom Lo Yeh. Let him give him over the Makom. How does he transfer him? How does he transfer him over the use of the Kosel and the Makom and so for the yellow star on set. And they'll write out a star.
Well, what practical use does he have?
The Ravid is saying the following. If Rambam's problem is that in the second case, when the Makif builds it on his own turf, the Nikaf has no access to the Kosel, and how could you charge him for something that's not his? It's standing in someone else's, in his neighbor's yard. The answer is that when he pays up, which he has to pay half the Kosel, says the Ravid, he'll own that Kosel. The Makif will be makin in the Kosel.
Yeah, but he's not able to go inside into his yard to use it.
Yeah, so he'll give him access to the Kosel. Everything could be, all monetary arrangements could be made. All they have to do is do a kinyan on it, whether it's a kinyan kesef, a kinyan shtar, whatever the kinyan might be. So the Magid Mishnah, in defending the Rambam, says das hamachaber she'ein mechayven also bechatzia otzo elam etnei shezocha bechatzia kosel lefisha nivne bimkomo. So the Magid Mishnah reveals the secret, the underlying, how should I say, the fundamental premise that underlies the Rambam Shita, namely that the Rambam wants the Nikaf to own the Kosel, meaning half the Kosel, otherwise he doesn't have to pay for the Kosel that's not his. Says the Magid Mishnah, that only applies if the Kosel was built on the turf of the Nikaf. Why? Like we said earlier in Chatzah, that something that's built in your Chatzah is yours. If the Kosel in Aloch HaDalet was built in whose property? The Makif's property, right? So the Nikaf could not acquire ownership over this Kosel because he doesn't have a Kenyan Chatzah, it's not in his Chatzah. Is then in end case, since he wasn't Zochin, Chatzia Kosel, therefore the Rambam holds he doesn't pay for it. So again, the Magid Mishnah defending the Rambam against the attack of the Ravid presents the following thesis. There's a fundamental difference between the Kosel being built on a Makom Shel Shneihem. There the Kosel is sitting, is attached to the Chatzah that belongs to the Nikaf, and therefore the Nikaf owns the Kosel. Midin, Kinyan, Chatzah. As opposed to Halacha Dalid, where the Kosel was built in the backyard of the Makif, and therefore it's not standing, it's not situated in the Chatz of the Nikaf. The Nikaf has no kinyan on this Kosel. The secret to understanding the Rambam in Makif and Nikaf is, does the Nikaf gain ownership over the wall? And the answer is, it all depends. If it's standing in his chotzer, he's kona midin chotzer. If it's standing outside his chotzer, then the kosel's not his. He cannot acquire it.
Why exactly?
Again, the Magid Mishnah is learning that the payment for the kosel is generated by the ownership of the kosel. If I own something, I have to pay you for it. Do you remember we spoke about Yorid Latov Sod Shel Chavero? I plant trees in your backyard.
Yeah.
Whose trees are they? They're my trees. They're the Notea's trees. He spent good money on them. If the Baal HaSada wants to enjoy the benefit of the trees, he's got to pay for that. And then all the trees. Here too, I am being billed for the coastal that you built. I don't want to pay you for it. It's not mine. The answer is, it is yours. Says the Magid Mishnah, why is it yours? How did it become yours? And what's the key? Kinyan? Chatzer. Hello, anybody home? Kenyan? Everybody? Chatzer, leave it. It's only Monday, Rabosai. Okay? It's only Monday. Man, there's no Thursday excuse over here.
So then by the tree also, right? Also, if I put a tree into your field, you should automatically acquire it.
Correct. And therefore you have to pay me for it. It's your tree, it's in your chatzer, pay me for it. That's the Magid Mishnah. But in the case where I put the kosel where?
Outside.
Outside meaning on my turf, the Makif puts it on his turf. the Nikaf doesn't own the Kosel. If the Nikaf doesn't own the Kosel, how can you force him to pay for the Kosel?
So according to the whole reason of having to pay for it is because I acquired it?
Yes.
Not because I'm good.
Because I acquired it. So Reb Chaim, in stencil, again, the language is very difficult.
What is stencil?
Stencil meaning that these are stenciled notes that somebody took of Reb Chaim's shir. This is not Reb Chaim's pen. So it's very difficult to try to figure out what Reb Chaim may have said or didn't say. I myself found at least three errors in a couple of lines here in this stencil. I filled it in on the side. Maybe I took a little bit of license here. I don't own this one, but I think it was Letova Satzibu.
I don't understand what that means.
What do you say?
Really, my stencil.
Stencil. A stencil is a stencil. How do you say?
He cut letters out and spray painted them.
Not exactly. What they used to have, Yaakov, is stencils. You never saw a stencil in your life. They used to have these typewriters that. What they did was they. I'll talk to you after Shia. It's not really important. This is Reb Chaim Piashmua. I call it stencils. It's important for me to say stencil, just that if you ever hear in the yeshiva somebody says, get me Reb Chaim's stencil, you know what he's talking about. Okay, this is called Reb Chaim's stencil. Fine. He says the following. V'divrei harav hamagid tmuhim. How do you understand this Rav Hamagid? My ichpaslon shebona al karka shelo. That the Makif put it in Aloka Dalid, put the wall on his own turf, the Leka Kinyan Chutz, and the Nikaf doesn't have a Kinyan Chutz. So Akati, Yochel Lahaknislo, the Kinyanim Achirim. In other words, if there is an objective reason why the Makif should be able to build the Nikaf for this Kosel, because of, let's say, the Halacha of Yorid Lutok Sadish Al Kadvero, whatever it might be, then what's your problem? Again, in the interpretation of the Rambam according to the Magid Mishnah, your problem is that you don't own the Kosel, the Nikaf doesn't own the Kosel because it's not in his Chatzer. So what? We'll find a method of by which he'll acquire ownership on the Kosel. Do you follow? If the whole emphasis here in the Rambam between the difference between Halacha Gimel and Halacha Dalet is whether he owns the Kosel, we'll solve that problem. Okay, in the case of Halacha Gimel, he owns the Kosel through what, everybody? Kinyan Chatzer. But in the case of Halacha Dalid, where the Kosel is outside of his Chatzer, he'll acquire ownership over the Kosel through Kinyan Kesef. What difference does it make?
He's not forcing that anymore.
Oh, excellent. Whoa. Yaakov, that's a brilliant chap. But before we get to your chap, let's just see what Reb Chaim does with the whole Halacha of Makif and Nikaf. He begins the sugya of Makif and Nikaf. And here in the printed version, it's one paragraph. You have to press the return button here. It's a new paragraph. By quoting the Ramban. The Ramban subsumes our sugya makif and nikaf under the principle of what? Yored. Tahavi ki yored l'stei chaver shalom b'shus b'soda asuya lita. The yodo al elyono. And therefore, the Yored could charge the Balasodeh for the Hotzos. Says Ramban, V'eino yochel lomar lo tol eitzecha v'avonecha. Why doesn't the Nikaf have a right to say to the Makif, who needs it? I don't want your trees. I don't want your fence. Ayin b'chidushi ha-Rashba. So the Rashba gives the answer that since it's a soda asuya lita, Eino yochel lomar lo tol eitzecha v'avanecha, to whom ishum damrina daite v'nichale. We assume since it's a soda aruya lita, his das, meaning the das of the bala soda, is nichale, he's very happy. Ukvar zocha, those are the two key words of the Rashba. Ukvar zocha, meaning immediately he owns this kosel, which of course he has to pay for. You know, there's no freebies here. Valkain. Therefore, shuveni yochel lachs over lomah tol eitzecha v'avanecha. I can't say to you, take your stones, or take your trees, or take your, you know, your wall, because it's already my wall. Kvar zocha. When did that happen? How did it happen? The kvar zocha. The answer, kinyan chatzer. Because kinyan chatzer means zochin liyolim shol b'fanav. Anything that comes into my chatzer, we discussed this yesterday, is mine. As long as it's nichale, as long as it's good for me to own it. If it enhances my financial portfolio, so I have more assets than deficits, so that's called a kinyan chatzer. Now I want to tell you, get rid of it. You know, take your kosel and run with it. What do you mean? It's my kosel. I was zochim din chatzer because it was nichole, and if it was nichole, kvar zocha.
Where's the gili das?
The gili das is based on the fact that it's a soda suya lita, says the Rashba. But the Rashba says that once we know that anybody would plant trees in that situation, then zocha liyadim shel mefanav kicks in here. You did me a great teva. What did you do for me? You brought the trees, you planted them, you bought them, you planted them, you did everything for me. It's wonderful. Now the trees become mine. Why? Why cry Zachamo? Kinyan Chatzer. Oh, once it's Kinyan Chatzer, I no longer have the right to say Tolei Tzecha, and I don't want it. Vinira says Reb Chaim, Dizel Bir Das, or Divrei Amagin Mishnah, Kshehim et Al-Karka Shal Shneim, the Bekar Zacha B'Kinyan Chatzer, Kodim Shem Micha. Even though now the Nikaf wants to make a big stink about it, he wants to make a protest and say, get out of here, I don't want your kosel, but he was already zochet, it's too late. Al came there for Shuveni Yochalatzarbo. Avok Shehemid Al Karka Shalom. If the Makif build the kosel, Daniel, on his turf, then what no longer kicks in here? Kinyan Chatzer. If Kinyan Chatzer doesn't kick in, Ain't Achinami, Reb Chaim's question, Sheyochalach Lizkos Lo B'Kinyonam Acherim. It's true, and the Rambam knows this very well, that the Nikaf could acquire ownership in this Kosel, even if it's standing on the Rishus and the turf of the Makif, but nevertheless, Yochalach Lomar, he can turn around at this juncture and say, I don't want to pay you for it, I don't want to acquire ownership over this Kosel, Tolei Tzecha V'Avanecha. Take your wall and your stones and fly with them. Vidafka kishekvar zacha, only in the case of Aloch and Gimel, where he built a karka, he built on karka shel shneim, then already before the nikaf made his mecha, he was kona b'kinyan chatzer, then shuveni yochalatzor.
So he's arguing with the Ramban. He's saying that these are, you're not allowed to say tol metzach levenecha by the trees.
Wait, does the Ramban say why he can't say it?
The Ramban says that when it's a field, it's asulita.
Right.
You're allowed to say he could choose and get out of here.
You can?
He says you can, doesn't he?
I don't remember that. Now you're hitting me with a curveball. One second. I don't remember seeing that. You saw that? You're talking about Ramban and Mohammed?
No, the one that we did.
Here's a Ramban. I'll give it to you. See if you can just pinpoint the line. I'm going to look again in the Ramban and Malcham. It's almost word for word the same Ramban. So Ramban says, just one second.
I guess not.
No, just one second. I don't know. Maybe you're right. Ramban says that we're talking about the Godar Achison. Fine. Right, I think he says only if you hold it to sodash ena suyolita. Then imratz omer lo tol avanecha veitzecha. Right, because he's explaining kiyabara. Umar omar, listen to this, Yaakov. Mar omar to make konim bizol. Okay, he introduces the other shita that maybe only pays domain in Tirusa, Kosavar. He's explaining Chibarav. Stam Soda Einasuya Legeder Binyan Elo Shomer Legeder Konim Legeder Godin Shamotzi El Sampisol Fahavile Yorid Lusok Soda Shalkaver She Einasuya Lita Shim Ratza Omrlo Tolad Eitzecha Vavanecha. So I don't see any stereo between the Ramban and what we're saying here. Again, Yaakov, you know, look it over again, and if I'm wrong, I'm the first to admit it. I'm not trying to. So what about the Ravid? Now we have to go back to the Ravid. So what was the Ravid's objection against the Rambam? He says, Reb Chaim, Omnam a Ravid l'taymei, the Vitur Siman Kuf Nun Ches Hevi B'Shem a Ravid l'taymei de B'churva, Deni Ochel Lomar Tul Eitzechov Havonecha, Hu Mishum De Mikol Mekom Yichayev Mishum Mazik. See, the Ravid understands that in the case of a Gadar and a Churva, even though a churva is not usually used as a domicile, but it occasionally is used as such, and therefore this has a gria, it's like a chotzer, so there's an absolute chiyuv to build this kosel. In Cain, therefore, einaf gemina im akati lo zocha. What difference does it make if he builds it on makom shel shneim, and he was zocha midin chotzer, or he built it on his own backyard? Mikom makom yischayev, nevertheless, the nikav has to build this wall, mishum mazik. So it means that the makiv could be tovei the nizak mishum mazik. Therefore, the Ravid says very well, hadvarim kal v'chomer. If there's a real chiyuv to build this wall, then the nikav has to pay for the wall, and how much more so in the case of halacha dalid, where the makiv did a great favor on behalf of the nikav, and he built it on his turf, allowing the nikav to have more space in his backyard. You'll ask me the question, says the Ravid, well, how, through what method is the Nikaf going to own the kosel that he's paying for if it's not standing in his backyard and he doesn't have the possibility of being kohen of the kinyan chutz? The answer is he'll pay money for it. Kinyanim acherim. Okay. Now we get to the second part. The Hine says Rav Chaim b'Bava Kama mochiach mized megagolon of sakol from the halach of Nikaf. The Zenen of Zelo Chaser Chayev. Ubitoys Hisham Hiksha Lashitas Rashi, the Maya Begodish of Ben Sodal with Soda Nika. According to Rashi, where was this fence placed?
Inside,
between the Makiv and the Nika, that's called the Pnimi. Echzal Kedaitel, says Tosus, the Mikri Lo Chaser. How could the Gemara even entertain the possibility of Lo Chaser? I mean, the whole reason for this God there is to stop Nizikin from the Mazik, from the Makiv to the Nikaf. It came in the call of Sagodlo Nasa Lahafsik Ben Sadosov with Sada Nikaf. So that's Zechose. Well, what did the Gemara think? It was Lo Chose. I mean, the whole reason why the Makiv is spending his every last dime here in order to build his kosel is because of the Nikaf. So why is that called Lo Chose? That's Tosus Kash on Rash. Vinire. Now Reb Chaim wants to analyze the Sugim Bava Kama, the Makshim and the Tartzim, according to Rashi. V'nir l'chor tzarch bir, ikar rayas ha-gemara. What is Gemara bringing a proof here from the case of Makif and Nikaf? T'chol makom, zenen v'zelo chosek chayav. Harin nikol makom ha-no hoysa midaito. Amal hocha. Shumahana also the echnechayvo alano. So the first question Reb Chaim raises is the fundamental question we should all ask. You can't force someone to accept a hano, right? If I squat in your back in your apartment, I took that hano. There's an etilas hano, but here you put up the god there on my behalf. So what? I'm considered a no-tail hano. Where is the etilas hano over here? Onam. Says Reb Chaim, it's not shver, it's not difficult. Why came in the cause of a Ramban? Davi kisoda suyolita damdin and daite, that we can evaluate his mindset that he would be very happy and very satisfied and eager to have this wall. Shuv havi can be daito. It's like the nikav took this kosel and the hanasa kosel for himself. Good. So we now have midaito. But Reb Chaim says that's not enough. Achein nira de zedam damdina denaite daite de nichole. Romahani, that's not enough. El dahavi kin nenami daita. Okay, so I agree with you, he's nenami daita. Avahop shita, di imbanu ladunu lachaivo al masha chosro. If you hold that zenene, vizelo chosro is potter, you're only chayav if there's a chisaron, if he's chosr. Hare lo shayach lodun bozer. Din chaser umazik. Well, what kind of mazik are you, right? If let's say you were about to rent out this apartment, and now I locked up the apartment because I'm living there with my family, so obviously I'm being mazik you. And therefore, Zen Enev Ezech Chaser should have to pay for that. According to the Mandiyom, who says, Zen Enev Ezech Lo Chaser Potter, but Zen Enev Ezech Chaser Chayim. So now, the Gemara is saying that Zen Enev Ezech Lo Chaser is Potter, but here it's a case that he's Chayim. Right? So Reb Chaim asks, he says, Kevan dehu lo chasro me'uma, there's no chisaron here, and this would defend Rashi as to how we understand in the Havelin of the Gemara of Bava Kama that there is no chisaron. Rak di al hanene da no di ikar mash is a kibel hano but zemri kevan da amdinen daite de nichole havi kimi daito. What
do
you say? In what case? What's your case? The Makif and Nikaf? Okay, so let's assume for the time being that just to make life easier for ourselves, that the kosel is on both. It's on makom shel shneim. Okay, then we'll get back to the case we put. So if it's on makom shel shneim, so the Gemara proves that it's zenene v'zelo chaser, and yet he's chayev. The nikav has to pay. So Reb Chaim says, I don't get it. In the case of anah, you have to pay for the anah because you took the anah. There was some acknowledgement, some awareness on your part that you took the anah. He says here, the makif single-handedly took the initiative and built the wall. It's not like I lived in your backyard, in your apartment. So where's the daite? So the answer is that since, as the Ramban points out, it's a soda suya lita, and therefore we make an umdin das, here too that it's a field that needs a goder, then we could say umdin das, and therefore he wants this hana, and therefore you should have to pay for it. Let me explain this. What Reb Chaim is saying is the Gemara considers this zelon lo chaser. Now, Tosa says, what do you mean zelo chaser? The whole reason he's putting up the fence is because of whom? Of the nikaf. So what is that called lo chaser? He's spending every last penny in order to protect himself from the nikaf. Says Reb Chaim, no. The chiyuv of zenen of zeh chaser, which the Gemara wants to establish here, is based on the fact that his chisaron, the mahanis chisaron, is considered a hezek. Here, Pshita, in Banu Ladun, if we're coming to judge this case by the standards of Mazik, there is no Hezek over here. Well, what Hezek is the Nikaf imposing on the Mazik by enjoying the benefits of his Kosel? Now, the Makif, builds a kosel. The nikaf is basking in the enjoying the benefits of this kosel, which is protecting him. So, what does the makif lose by that? Lo chaser meuma. So, if you hold zen enev zeh lo chaser chayov, and the Gemara wants to let's open up the Gemara here, just 1 second. So, the Gemara says, Toshma, Tanan, Hamakif, Chaveru Mishol Shruchos, Godus Mishol, Harviz, Mechaim, Shma Mino, Zenene, Vizelo Choser, Chayov. So if Chaim asks, this is not even a discussion over here. What would be the Havamina to say that this is a case of chaser? There's no chaser over here. You follow? This answers Tosas Kash on Rashi. Tosas says, what do you mean? This is certainly a case of chaser. How's the Gemara trying to establish Zen Enev Ezelo Chaser Chayim? Clearly, this is a case of Zeh Chaser. Because why is the Makif spending all this money on erecting this fence? Because of whom? Who's Hezek? The Nikaf. So that's Chaser. Well, what does the Gemara mean? Lo Zen Enev Ezelo Chaser? So Chaim says, you know why it's Zeh Lo Chaser? Because Lo Chaser means I caused you a damage. What kind of damage did the Nikaf cause the Mazik insofar as the Nikaf is benefiting and enjoying the benefits of this Koso?
And according to Tosfos,
where is the fence? It's on the outside. So Tosfos says it's Lo Chaser because the Makif needs this fence for the Rishus HaRabim. So Tosfos thinks he solved the riddle over here. But of why it's Lo Chaser, not half meaning of the Gemara. Right? You follow that?
Why does Tosfos think that Rashi has a problem? What's Tosfos' problem with Rashi? He holds that he doesn't hold like Rashi's understanding of Zen as Lo Chaser?
No. Tosfos thinks that this is certainly a case of chaser, because the reason why the Makif is spending all this money to build this fence is because of the Nikaf. Why? Because the fence is separating the two sodas, the inner soda and the outer soda.
We just said that as long as the Nana isn't going in and taking it, then it's not considered a chaser.
No, wait a minute. We said that if the Nen is not taking it, then it's not Nen. So that Reb Chaim solved. He quoted the Ramban. The Ramban says that since it's Asuya Lita, or in this case Asuya Ligdar, this Daite Ale, this Nichole, it's good for him. He wants his benefits.
So this is not considered Nen.
No, so therefore it's Nen. Nen means you have my das, I came in to live in your apartment. Here also, I want this wall, and I'm going to benefit from this wall. But now, ask the question of its chaser. So Tosfos says, in attacking Rashi, since this fence is separating between whom and whom, the son of the Makif, the son of the Nikaf, that certainly it's chaser. Because
it's not Nana, so who cares?
Again, it's Nana. We've already...
So that's not Nana.
Okay, we've already solved the problem with Nana. Let's not go backwards. It's definitely Nana, because every time an animal tries to get into the field of the Nikaf, he's stopped by this fence. So the Nikaf is Nana. Or every time the Makif wants to look into the Nikaf and give him a whammy, you know, an ayin hara, so the fence is there, the wall is there to protect him. There's no question it's Nana. And it's Midaito. He says, I don't want the fence. The answer is, it's Nichole, it's Asuyalita. So again, there's no question about Nana here. The question is, why does Gemara assume it's Lo Chaser? Tosfos yells and screams, what do you mean it's Lo Chaser? It's Chaser. Why did the Makif build this fence? Whose Hezek is causing him to get up and build this fence? It's the Nikaf. That was Tosfos' cash on Rashi. Again, I don't want to review it 50 times. We've done it so many times already. Reb Chaim comes and he says, I understand Rashi's perspective very well. He's defending Rashi against Tosfos. That's a fair thing to do, is it not, Yaakov? That's fair. Says Reb Chaim, of course it's Lo Chaser. Why is it Lo Chaser? Because how do I define the Chiyuv of Nene according to the Mandi Omar, who says Zen Enev Ezel Lo Chaser Patur? Hana per se would not be sufficient to be mechayev to pay for that Hana, unless it's also what? Chaser? That's called Mazik. Mazik means, to some extent, you're Chaser, meaning I'm taking something away from you and destroying it. I'm destroying your ability to rent this house. That's called chaser. You were about to rent it. I jumped in there, palashti, you know, I came in with my family, I locked the doors, and that's it. So I was mazik. That's called zenene v'zeh chaser. So the Gemara says, in the case of makif and nikaf, it's not zenene v'zeh chaser. It's lo chaser. True, I grant you. Why did the makif spend this money and build this fence? Because of the Nikaf, but the fence itself and the benefit that the Nikaf is getting and gaining from that fence is not in any way detracting or undermining the Dine Mominus, the ownership or the Hefta that belongs to the Makif. He's not taking anything out of the Makif's pocket. And therefore, it's low cost. Oh, says Reb Chaim. Here, I want to get to the punchline. So what's the Gemara's answer? I'm sorry, Brad. I apologize profusely, but again, you know, I have a limited amount of time, and unless I get to someplace, it's going to just so the Gemara answers. V'zeh ochachas haGemara miYushev shitas Rash. Lo shayach lomer shu chaser b'shvilo kevin shu lo chaser klum. He didn't take anything, any property or possession of the makif and destroy it. El tzarach iyan. So what's the Gemara's answer? My mishani haGemara ato garam to liyakefi yisera. Follow l'fimash in his bar. Ain't kam l'chayva al chaser klal. Kevin shu lo chaser klal. Well, what's this garam to liyakefi yisera? According to Rashi. The Bailim also midas atzmo. It was in the best vested interest of the market to build this kosel. So why is Gemara called this chaser in the maskona? Ato garam to liyakefi yisera. Why? The makif made his own shikla das. He determined that under these circumstances he needs that wall. Did the nikaf in any way destroy the wall? V'yein ladin bozed din chaser klal. Now, here, the next line is the punchline. And I rack my brains on this. Omnam nireh. It's so obscure. Teha gemara. Mishani. What's Gemara's answer? Dienochinami d'mikan raya d'zeh nene v'zeh lo chaser. Patur. The yeshalov din mama. Says Reb Chaim, din mama. Something shifted here. Something fundamental shifted between the Gemara's axiology, the Gemara's understanding, the Gemara's structure, and Avon, and the Havin, and the Maskana. Something radically changed. Until now, the Gemara thought it was Lo Chaser, because how do we define the Chiyuv of Zenen of Lo Chaser Potter, and he's only Chayiv if there's Chaser? What was the word we used from both sides? Mazik. What kind of Hezek? Where's the Mazik over here? That was Gemara's cash. So Zenene v'zelo chaser. If he's chayim, that would prove that Zenene v'lo chaser is chayim. Gemara says, name. You misunderstood it. The reason why Zenene v'zelo chaser is chayim, I'm sorry, Zenene v'zelo chaser is potter, but only if it's Zenene v'zelo chaser is chayim, is not because of mazik. And not only that, I'll tell you the truth, even in the case where I live in your apartment, which you're about to rent, I'm not sure if that's called a mazik. That's called mevatel kiso shokavero. It's a grama kind of halacha. I don't want to get into that now. But certainly in this case of a fence, how could you argue, if chaser equals mazik, that the nikaf is being mazik, the makif, needed this wall, he built the wall, the nikaf is in no way destroying the wall, detracting from the wall. So the answer is, says Reb Chaim, and that's what the Gemara is being mechadish here in its teretz, is that you misunderstood fundamentally the nature of the chiyuv of chaser, that zenene v'lo chaser is chayiv not midin what? Mazik but midin mamon. Aval mikom akom akati efshel efotcher b'nei she'ein abayla makpidim d'lo chaser. What is Reb Chaim saying over here? That it's not midin mazik, but midin mamon. The words are very abstract, but I think that it's worth sweating it out. The amelus is kedah, because I think this is going to break open the whole sukkah. What's the difference between mazik and din mom? Who can tell me the difference between a mazik and a gazel? What happens in the case of mazik? I destroy your object. What's a gazel? I take your object. I take it into my rishus. What? That's what Reb Chaim wants to say. That you know what vizeh chaser is? It's not a new mechayev of mazik. You know, I destroyed your object. No. I'm chayev because my hanah is considered gzeilah. That's what Reb Chaim is saying. That's why I would add one word here to Luli to Mistafina to the text. Din mama means din gzelas mama. That's what Reb Chaim means. That now that I have hana from your mamon, that means your mamon is giving me something, I have taken it into my rishus. Let's say somebody would take your food and shove it down my throat, would I be chayev for that?
No.
Why would I be chayev? Not me din mazik, but me din gazik. The very moment that I take your food into my mouth, even if somebody puts it in there, I've taken it into my rishus. The destruction of the object is secondary. The mechayev is gzeilo. You can steal something and then destroy it, but stealing is taking it into your rishus. So that comes back to Reb Chaim's previous point, that since we're saying it's a soda suya ligdar, and there's a gili das the nichole, that means he wants to improve what? His karka. How does he improve his karka? By enjoying the benefits of this wall. Let me read to you. I want to read to you the lashon that I found. This is one of the acronym called the Chelkas Yoav. Listen to what he writes. He says, "Kasher hahanor kayemes be'en." He's dealing with a different question because Tosa says that if I dye your wool a different color, so that's not called gzela because I didn't change it substantially. It's only chazusa. Anyway, so the Chelkas Yoav says the following. He says, "Kasher hahanor kayemes be'en." When we see a physical hana, you know, something concrete, is chayev hanene, af kishalo he gie love hana al yidei maisa, he doesn't have to take the hana. I think what he means is, you know, for gzela you need a maisa gzela. So where's the maisa gzela here in the case of the nikav? But he's saying if the hana is be'en, then the nene is chayev as if he took it. Why? Sharei sof kol sof hi kayemes b'mitzius etzlo. The reality of the hana in his possession is itself enough to be mechayev him as hana. V'ein tzarech sheyasev bo lekicha. He doesn't need a maisa lekicha. V'arei kan aksolim shebonalo hem b'en. Since you can point to these ksolim, and these ksolim give benefit to the karka of whom? Of the nikav. The nikav sodeh is now benefiting from the protection of this kosel, the kosel's behen. That itself, says the Chelkas Yoav, is a lekicha. I think what he means is this Reb Chaim. He probably didn't know of Reb Chaim. But this Reb Chaim, that the Mechayev of Chisaron is not mazik, but rather gzela. As long as there's something of value that I'm benefiting from, and it's be'en, then that mitzius of a new enhancement of my property, of my possession, is something that I've taken from you, and that's called a hana of gzela, for which I have to pay. So then we can say the following, that once we've established that there's a hana of gzela on the part of the nikaf, then it pays already for the nikaf to chip in on for the kosa and purchase it. And you might say, well, how much did the nikaf, might ask the following question, how much did my field go up in value as a result of the fact that you, Mr. Makif, put up a fence around it? Let's say it went up 50, but the coastal cost 500, and you want me to pay 250. Why do I have to pay that increment to $200? And the answer is that that's the sugya of yoreg l'sof sada shel chavera. Basically, what happens is we're gonna piggyback one sugya on top of the other. And this is, I think, what Rabbi Kivega means, that once we've established midin nehene. That there's a mechayev on the part of the nikaf to pay for that no, because his field has been enhanced by the be'en, by the chefta of the kosel, even though there's no chiyuv mazik. That's called chaser. According to my Yomer, but this is the case of Chos and Yischayev. Once we've gone through that, and that's called the Hekefa Yisera. The Hekefa Yisera means that now the Nikaf has the benefit, and the Makiv had to create a big, gigantic, long circumference wall. So he's not going to give up on his rights to claim Gzela, to yell and scream, I want you to chip in for this wall. No, now we can go back and take one step further. And we can take it one step further and say that now the Nikaf is going to pay not just for the enhancement of his Sadeh, which is a fraction, but he's going to go the full 9 yards and pay for Yored L'Sof Sadeh Shel Chavero, Mamoni Gabach, you know, let me pay you for that Kosel, so that I too can own the Kosel. It makes sense for me once I'm already on the roll, I have to pay already. And once I'm on the pay roll, I should roll it all the way and pay for your Kosel. So the sugya of Yored is built on the foundation of the sugya of Nen. Yeah.
You're saying he's paying the Torah as
Gazlan? What do you say?
He's paying like the Gazlan. But the guy never lost the market.
Gazlan means that whenever I take something of yours, an object, and I enjoy it, I benefit from it.
That's
only a mazik. In Hilchas Mazik, you have to destroy the Chefta. In Hilchas Gzela, all you have to do is be Nana, and that already jacks it up to a level of Gazlan. The chiddush of Zenene is that I can bill you as a gazel for taking that hanor, because you took that hanor from my field.
If I steal your object, I can't just get.
What do you mean you don't
have to?
Again, the question is. Your question is the following. You're asking me what happens if he returns the object, and in the meantime he had benefits from the object. Does he have to pay for that hanor? That's what you're saying. In other words, he should pay not just the object itself, the keren, or the meshiv esagzela, but he should be paying for that hanor as well.
What I'm really saying is that...
So it's X plus Y. You understand what I mean? If he used it, if he enjoyed it, if he benefited, and that has a price to it, so Bataris Nana he has to pay. But the only thing is, I don't know if one chefza can be mechayv two din gzela. It could be that once he returns the object, midin veishim zagzela, so all chiyuv gzela that are relevant to that be'en or generated by that be'en are all swallowed up under one chiyuv gazla. I don't know. But you're asking an excellent question. Logically, I think you're correct. So let's just, now having sweated out with Reb Chaim, let's see if we can wrap this all up in terms of reconciling the two sugyas. The sugya of Baba Basra, the way the Ramban formulates it, that it's a subcategory of Yored, and I should be paying Hotzah. And the sugya in Baba Kama, that the chiyuv of the Nikaf is the chiyuv of Hanah, and I should be paying only for the Hanah. The amount of the field was the increment. So we mentioned Rabbi Kivega before. Rabbi Kivega wants to piggyback the two and say that our sugya is standing on the shoulders of Nana. You know, so once it's Nana, then we can set up this umdu nadas that it's worth for you to buy the kosa. Perhaps we could say something different based on Rabbi Chaim. Perhaps the sugya in Bava Kama, the way Tosus interprets it, the way the Ramban interprets it, is talking about a Hekef Chitzoni. If it's a Hekef Chitzoni, then the Nikaf doesn't own it. He wasn't konit with Chatzah. If he wasn't konit with Chatzah, and you can't force him to purchase it, then the only thing that you can clamp him with, the only thing you can bill him for, is the Hanah. And that's why the Gemara vacillates back and forth. Is there a chisaron or is that a chisaron? Is it mazik? Is it gazlan? The Rambam paskins that the chiyuv of the nikaf is only if the kosel is b'makom shel shneim. So therefore, our sugya in Bava Basra is talking about, according to the Rambam, where the kosel is b'makom shel shneim. Tosfos points out the kosel is the kosel chitzoni. But where does Tosfos make that comment? I looked in Bava Basra, I didn't find it. He only makes it in Bava Kama. In Bava Kama, when the Gemara is analyzing the sugya midin nene, the Gemara is talking about a case where the nikaf doesn't own the kosel. He has no bailus over the kosel. Where was the kosel situated? Outside of his rishus. If it's outside of his rishus, he doesn't have a kinyan chatzer. So the only thing you can really force him to do in this case is to pay, according to Rambam Shita, would only be to pay for hana. But with Torah's Yorid B'tok Sodah Shal Chaveru, that wouldn't apply over here, because the whole Yisod of Yorid B'tok Sodah Shal Chaveru, which the Yorid could demand Hotzos, pay me for this Kosel that I paid for, is because I'm giving you this Kosel, or more accurately, half of it. But I'm not giving you half of this Kosel, because where is the Kosel? The Kosel is outside your Rishus, so you're on Konami Din Chatzer. But nevertheless, as long as you're benefiting from that kosel, which is on the outside of the chitzoni, it's keeping out the animals from Rishus Rav, you had benefit from it, then you're a gazlan if you don't pay me for that benefit. Mashain came to Sugin Baba Basra. That's talking about a case, says the Ramban, of Yored. If it's talking about a case of Yored, it means I can bill you, and that's Rav Huna's point, for the full price. Again, Rabosa, you see what I'm avoiding here? I'm avoiding that move of quoting the Rashba here, that the sugya in Bava Kama is going according to whom? According to Chiyu Barav. No! You don't have to introduce Chiyu Barav. Even Rav Huna would agree in this case that you only pay for the hana, the benefit you got, the enhancement to the value of your sada, because now it's mukaf. Why? Because where is the hekev? Say the Rishonim, the Ramban and Tosis. It's a chitzoni. If it's chitzoni, then even Rav Huna would agree, I can't bill you for the kosel. Masha Enkin, in the case of what? Of Baba Basra, where is the kosel, says the Ramban? It's on the inside, it's the pnimi. And therefore, this kosel is yours, midin chotzer. So then I could bill you for the chotzer. That's Rav Huna. And you pay him dmei, what? Dmei, akolofi mashabana. What does Chiyu Barav say in Baba Basra? Even though the kosel is standing on the Rishus of Shneihem, says Chiyu Barav, I can still say, take your kosel and run. I'm not chayev to build the kosel. There's no absolute compulsion. Elo what? I'm being nene for the kosel. Build me fine. No. How much benefit would I get from the kosel, says Chiyu Barav? Only to make kind of his all. Because I would have been a cheapskate and found cheapy way of doing this and getting that hana. So bill me from the hana from the perspective of my subjective ability to accomplish the same goal and be nana. Rav Huna says nain. Rav Huna says that since it's an umdana, and as the Ramban says in Rav Huna's perspective, it's a sada suya ligdar. Anybody, there's a gili das that you want this. Then then immediately when the makif builds the kosel on the turf of the nikaf, meaning shel shneim, the nikaf is kona's half. If the nikaf is kona's half, then what sugi kicks in? Yorid l'sof sof shel chaveru. I build trees in your backyard. Pay me for those trees. Pay me the full hotzos. Don't try to get away with shevach. With shvach, because it went up such and such, it went up such and such. No! Masha'ei came in the sugi of Baba Kama, in the sugi Baba Kama, where is the kosel situated? Outside. It's situated outside, it's the kosel chitzoni, the Rishonim said. If it's the kosel chitzoni, then I can't bill you for the kosel, it's not your kosel. At best, I can demand of you, even according to Rav Huna. You see, that's what I'm gaining. You don't have to shtel, you don't have to say that it's going aliba de chiyo barav. Even according to Rav Huna, the best you can get from him is hana. You're stealing my kosel, because you're using my kosel to benefit your sadeh. So pay me for that. No, how much did it go up in value? But to ask you to chip in 50% on the kosel, that's up to you. If you want to, if you know, as Rabbi Kivega says, you want to go the next step further, is that's up to you, but we can't force you to do that. We have it? So for those of you who've spent the time on this again, gone through, you know, the Evan Ozel inside and you've read it, I think this, you know, this clarifies it a lot. Again, the Chiyuv Nene is not because you're being Konel Be'en with Chotzer and all that. You're not acquiring a new Heft of a Kozel. And therefore you pay for the Shvach, the increment in the value of the Sod. The Chiyuv Yored is generated by the Kinyan on this Heft. But that's only insofar as I built this wall on your turf. And then you're Konel Be'en Chotzer if it's a Sod Asuyalita, and that's the Shita of Rav Huna. The chiyuv of Nene is to pay for the hanor received by the nikaf. The chiyuv of Yored is to bill him for all the hotzos on the kosel. Because since this kosel is yours, says Rav Huna, pay for half of it. Okay then? Stop.